Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States publicly accusing Russia of launching a series of cyber attacks aimed at undermining the upcoming U.S. elections, though senior administration officials are stopping short of calling the intrusion an act of cyber war. In a statement, the U.S. said it is confident Russia directed hacks to the Democratic National Committee this past July, leaking thousands of emails that embarrassed the party in the days leading up to its national convention. A Kremlin spokesperson denied the allegations, telling Russian state media they are rubbish and nonsense. Russia warns of serious legal consequences arising from U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's comment that Moscow and Damascus should be investigated for war crimes as a result of their airstrikes on civilian targets in Syria.
Russia and the regime owe the world more than an explanation about why they keep hitting hospitals and medical facilities and children and women.
At the State Department, U.S. officials sought to play down Mr. Kerry's remark as nothing new. Secretary used similar terms at the United Nations last month when he denounced Russian and Syrian aerial bombings of hospitals and children as flagrant violations of international law. President Obama has lifted sanctions on Myanmar, saying the country has made substantial advances to promote democracy since elections last November that resulted in the former opposition party winning a majority of the seats in parliament. Mr. Obama says the situation in Myanmar has been significantly altered, including greater freedoms for the population and release of many political prisoners. This is VOA News. Hurricane Matthew spared the U.S. state of Florida's most heavily populated Atlantic coastline from a catastrophic blow, but threatens other states nearby. John Quagliello is with the National Weather Service in South Carolina, one of the states potentially in Matthew's path.
In a worst-case scenario, if this storm makes landfall, storm surge inundations, that's how high the water will get above normally dry ground, could be over 8 feet. That is a lot of water.
2.5 meter storm surges have been predicted along the hurricane's course. Meantime, the death toll from Hurricane Matthew continues to rise. As it crossed the Caribbean, many died, including at least 400 in Haiti. International response to the situation in Haiti is pouring in. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos has been awarded this year's 2016 Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to broker an end to more than a half century of civil war in his country. Santos said, "I don't receive this in my name, but in the name of all Colombians, especially the millions of victims from this conflict who have been suffering," he says, "for more than 50 years. Santos's peace efforts culminated in a deal this year between the Colombian government and leftist guerrillas of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. Colombians, however, rejected the deal in a recent vote. The Philippines has announced it has officially informed the United States that joint patrols in the South China Sea had been suspended following orders from President Rodrigo Duterte. Shortly after the announcement, the spokesperson for the Philippines Marines, Captain Ryan LaCuesta, met with reporters.
Doing this exercise with the Philippine Marine Corps and the United States Marine Corps, it gives us the opportunity to increase our level of capabilities and capacity. Capabilities ranging from command and control, mobility, logistics, maneuver, disaster response operations.
Longtime allies, the U.S. and the Philippines, began planning joint patrols under the previous Philippine government, which had sought to attract a greater U.S. military presence in the region to counter Chinese efforts to take control of the South China Sea. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump said, "I never said I'm a perfect person." It was a video apology recently released early today concerning lewd remarks about women he made in 2005 that surfaced in a video on Friday. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.